Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hello, friends. It's Carlene and Jill in your AirPods on this fine Wednesday and hope that your summer is off to an epic start. Hello, Jill.
Hey, Carlene. And of course, regular listeners of Breaking Beauty know that we're two former magazine beauty editors turned beauty podcasters. And each week we're bringing you chats about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty.
Our guest today, Jamie Greenberg, aka Jamie Makeup, is here to save the day with some tips on everything to do with concealer.
That's right. And Jamie first appeared on our show in September 2021. It was an episode all about how to build your perfect makeup bag. And that episode was just a huge hit. And I think Jamie is just so excellent with sharing real life makeup tips, even though she works with A-listers all day long, like Kaley Cuoco, Rashida Jones, Kristen Stewart, Chelsea Handler, Jessica Alba, the list goes on.
Yeah, I love that she does the makeup on her own face. And I'm guessing she's probably around my age. And, you know, I think she has hooded eyelids too, if I remember. Anyway, it's just like real takeaways that I can use. She also has her own line of beauty products. The Blylighter is really popular. It's a cream color that you can use as a blush and highlighter, a lip gloss that's a hybrid of a balm and a gloss. But I just love, she's such a great like educator. You guys are going to love her.
Yeah, she's just really fun to talk to. And her TikTok and her social media has just blown up. You know, one of her latest videos is called Effortless Mom Glam. And I think she like does it in the car on the way to her kid's baseball game. Mm-hmm. And it's just like she lives that very real life, you know, where she's like doing red carpets, but then she's also going to a baseball tournament at 6 a.m. on a Saturday. Yeah. So I think she really just kind of nails that.
And so we decided to zero in on concealers today because we've done past episodes about foundation. Maybe we're due to do another one. I'm not sure. But what I love in the summer is actually a lot of times I'll put away my foundation and just wear concealer. So I think it's a great time to revisit. And there are so many different uses for it, whether you're trying to cover dark circles or cover a zit. Those are actually different types of concealers. They can have different undertones. So those are all the types of tips we're going to be getting from Jamie today.
Yeah, just getting really granular on a subject, I think, is kind of where you learn the most and get the most takeaway tips. She also shares the go-to setting powder that she uses that's probably not on your radar, wasn't on mine. You know, ugly packaging be damned.
Plus, you'll hear about the luxury concealer she's obsessed with now, the drugstore find that meets her pro makeup artist standards, and which concealer range she always goes to that will suit all skin tones from very fair to very dark.
And of course, friendly reminder that every single thing that we discuss today, you know, she lets us sort of like dig around in her makeup bag. Everything that we discuss, we link to it over on our website at breakingbeautypodcast.com. Plus, we shot a little video exclusively for TikTok with Jamie, and we make her dump out her bag. And I always find that a fascinating exercise. So be sure to check us out on social media. We're at Breaking Beauty Podcast on YouTube, on Instagram, on TikTok. So we'd love to connect with you there, or in our Facebook chat room. So just search Breaking Beauty Podcast chat room if you want to join the Breaking Beauty Podcast fam there. So without further ado, welcome back to the show, Jamie Makeup.
This episode is brought to you in part by Nutrafol. So hands up if you're one of many who started noticing hair thinning a handful of months after having COVID. Well, you can't see me, but my hand is all the way up. I know Jill had the same thing happen, and I know we're not alone. In fact, hair thinning will happen to approximately 1 in 2 women. So if you're among us, please know that you are not alone. At this point, thinning appears to be the new normal, but we don't have to just sit back and let it happen. Nutrafol helps women address hair thinning from within with the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplements that are clinically shown to improve visible thickness and strength. They're drug-free using physician-formulated, science-backed ingredients. So you're always getting the most reliable result. And there are actually 4 different formulas to choose from. I use one called Women's Balance for when you're in your 40s and dealing with hormonal changes. If you're not sure which one's right for you, you can take a hair health wellness quiz on their website, and Nutrafol will give you a personalized plan to help with hair growth. No matter which one you choose, Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting root causes of thinning, stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism through whole body health. I've got my re-ups on order, and I can't wait to get back into a healthy hair routine because in one clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code BREAKING. Find out why over 4,000 healthcare professionals recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code BREAKING. We'll link to this offer on our website and in our show notes. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code BREAKING. Okay, Jamie, welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast in the flesh. It's really funny because off the mic, we were having a heated conversation about like women fulfilled in life and all, and you know, whether they need kids or not and all that stuff. But now we're going to move on
switching
to concealer.
Gears.
Yeah. And
the important things in life.
Exactly. But we might circle back later to that other conversation just because.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're everyone's personal makeup artist, pretty much. Your voice is so needed in the world, honestly, on Instagram. I love that you like do your own makeup. You try these trends. You tell us if they're bullshit or not. And so, concealer, tell us how you go about choosing one. Is it for your skin type, your age, your tone?
Where are we starting even to just, yeah.
Where are we starting? Well, let me tell you the first place you're going to start. And you're going to look at your foundation and you're going to say to yourself, is this all I need? Because for a long time, that's all I used. Okay. It was just my foundation with a beauty blender, bop, 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 underneath the eyes, bouncing the eyes away. And that's all I needed. I didn't have much life on me yet.
Right.
As I've grown older, I get less sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I have a cocktail or two.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm just freaking tired, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I have a little dark circleness or I'm puffy and now I need something else, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest question I get is puffiness.
Yes.
Now, people don't realize, and actually your audience probably does because we always talk about, you know, highlighting and shading, which is contouring is the umbrella term for those two things, right? Mm-hmm. So anything that's lighter is going to push out.
Mm-hmm.
So for all the people that like love the J-Lo look, because she wears like, she's a good just example because you can visually see it. She wears lighter concealer.
Yeah.
That is going to push out anyone who has puffiness under their eyes. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to try to get rid of puffiness, you want to match your foundation.
Okay.
You don't want it to be lighter. Otherwise, you're highlighting the puffiness.
Right.
So, and you guys can cut me off anytime. I'll just keep going.
This is great.
Idiot savant.
I'm following you on this journey. So you asked yourself, do I have concave under eye area or do I have convex
under
eye area?
Or like am I just, do I have nothing? Like, am I just somewhere in that middle ground where I don't even need?
Right.
Like I see these like 20-year-olds putting on like massive, and I love it. Look, like if that's your vibe, go, you know? But I'm just like, you are living your best life right now. Like you are peaking. Mm-hmm. You don't need all this right now. It's when you get older that you need to like put more on in a smarter way.
Right.
You know, because people are like, I can't wear that much stuff because I have texture and I'm older and my pores are bigger. And it's like, no, no, you can. You just have to have the right tools to put it on.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And time. Okay, right. Okay. So puffiness versus dark circles. Now, dark circles are obviously another thing that you want to try to color correct, but that can also make people's heads spin because it's like saying contour. Like, what do I do? Where do I begin?
Yeah.
A lot of concealers already have that orange undertone that's going to cancel out like a purple, bluish colors.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to already be baked into the concealer. A lot of concealers like live that way.
Right.
As time has gone on, like all the lines now have so many flavors of ice cream that it's a little bit more confusing. It's so overwhelming. But everyone just like take a meditation breath. Makeup is a meditation. You're by yourself. You should always give yourself a little more time than you expect, because I know a lot of us are in our cars or on trains or walking or whatever and trying to just get it together.
Yeah.
But there is something so beautiful about staring at yourself in the mirror and just having a moment with yourself and like respecting that time as like a makeup meditation.
Right.
So
I love it.
Now you got to look at your skin type. So you, now you know you're either out or in, you're an innie or an outie or you're flat. And then what kind of skin do you have? Do you have dry skin under there? Is it super texturized? Is it oily? Is it combo? Like some people are very dry in this thin area right here.
Like, and then right in the corner.
Right in the corner. Yeah. Where all of the sleep gets while you sleep. Or on the outside, it's a little more wet because you're closer to the fullness. Because we all know this area underneath the eyes is like the thinnest area on your face.
Right.
So it needs the most moisture. So if you're not using eye creams or you're not using some sort of balm or salve that's heavier in that area, you should get to it, ladies
get
and gentlemen.
Get on it.
So that's the other thing you need to think about. So gone are the days of just smearing on some sort of concealer underneath the whole thing and just like using your finger, and gone are the days. There are easier ways to do it. There are more effective ways to do it. Finding your magic potion is, it's like jeans or like bathing suits. Those are things you have to work at to get the right one.
Right. Yes.
You know?
Right.
And then you'll have it for a year and it'll look bomb, and then something will change or your body changes or your chemistry changes and, or you need to throw it out and get a new one, you know? So you might have to evolve as you grow because we change and you're the same thing you use might change, you know?
Yeah.
You know, for me, it was always just, I would grab the Clé de Peau concealer, which is like in a stick, and I would just do this under eye, like half moon, and just, you know, pat it in, because the coverage was so good that it would just erase, completely erase any darkness. Yeah. But I know that most makeup artists would say that is not for use under your eyes. It's too thick, like especially if you have fine lines. So maybe you could explain the texture kind of
choice. I don't totally agree with that.
Okay.
I think there's no rules in makeup.
Okay.
And rules are meant to be broken if there are. I think it just, again, depends on you.
Right.
Are you, I'm looking at you right now and you have like pretty hydrated skin. Maybe that's your delicious foundation you're wearing.
It could be.
You look really hydrated and you look like Clé de Peau would be perfect for you.
Right.
Now, maybe instead of using your finger to smear it on or sticking it on with the actual component that it comes in, you would take like an eyeshadow blending brush and blend it on in the corner, you know, because you don't really need it anywhere else.
Right.
You don't need it here.
Yeah.
On the outside, underneath your eye on the outside, you know, just a little here for that dark. I feel like we have kind of similar. I'm like, I don't know what I look like right now. But I mean, even lighter concealers will stick in your crevices, you know, in your lines and in your wrinkles and whatever you want to call them.
Like a Touche Clot or whatever.
Yeah, that even more, because that actually has like mica in it. And the mica pieces get stuck in the lines, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it's like, if you find something that you like that erases and you think it's a little heavier, try putting it on a different way.
Right.
Blending it on with a blending brush.
Yeah.
Or try adding a teeny bit of eye cream. Just make sure the bases are the same or they'll play against each other.
And pill, yeah.
So, and then try that, you right. know?
Okay. I mean, that's probably the single biggest question we've gotten in our Facebook chat room is how do I apply concealer without it settling into fine lines?
Okay. I'm going to tell you guys, like, my day rate is a lot more expensive than my do and go rate. A do and go is when I go to somebody's house, get them ready and say bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a day rate is because we have to have them perfect all day. Guys, I'm just going to be honest. Like,
yeah.
Most makeup, even claimed makeup that says we last all day, it's yep. not true. Like yeah.
24 hour, 36 hour.
No, that's
the 36 hour. I'm like,
you're like, what?
You'd have to sleep in your makeup.
That,
like,
yeah.
Honestly, why are you even putting it out there?
It's like a silent retreat that you have to go on. And yeah. just. So, I mean, listen, we're all trying to sell, hawk our products. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, buzzwords work. It's just marketing and advertising. But at the end of the day, there's a bring your touch-up stuff for a reason. Like,
yeah.
unfortunately, underneath the eyes, it is so rare that you'll actually get a product that doesn't settle a little bit.
Yeah.
Unless you really blend it out. But sometimes you'll blend it out so nicely that it won't function how it's supposed
yeah.
to. So
yeah.
being aware of that air, like, I used to wear black eyeliner on my water rim, my mm-hmm. lower water rim, all the time. But I knew by like hour three that I was going to have like black boogers in my eyes and yeah. I'd have to do a little mirror check, you know? So unfortunately, it's not the answer everybody wants to yeah. hear, but it's the truth. And I'm going right. to say it and everyone can like poop on me, but like it's true. Like
yeah. you just your have to touch up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get that. I get that. What about powder though? Should you set your concealer under mm. your eyes or... Because I also that's run the, into this with the powder where yeah. it can look cakey.
And
yes.
that's what all the girls, the 20-year-olds do.
They bake it, baby.
Yeah, they bake it.
Yeah.
So what's your thoughts on that?
So again, they're baking and they're working under lights and filters and they look amazing on Instagram. I mean, I do it sometimes too. And I'm like, yeah. dude, like I did that Meredith.
Yeah, I know what you're, yeah, yeah Droxley or something
yeah,
like that.
I did.
The 7 Pump Foundation. And then you've seen her, right? On TikTok?
The girl who puts the...
Oh, yeah. She uses way too much stuff.
Yes. Yeah. yeah.
I did it. And it looked so good on Instagram. I was like, yeah. okay. I looked like so good. And then I looked at myself in my bathroom mirror and I was like, oh, horror. Like, it yeah. was so bad. And you could literally count my pores. Like,
oh my
you could
God.
Be like, oh, I can... You have 750 pores on your face. Like, it was really bad. So you have to remember, everything we're seeing and everything we're being fed, just take it with a grain of salt because yeah. lighting is everything. People are like, your skin is flawless. I'm like, girl, it's good lighting.
Right.
Like, girl, it's good filters.
Yeah.
You know? And yeah. it's just the truth.
Yeah.
What was the question,
it's
though?
About setting oh, powder.
I do love... Okay, so the baking that they're doing is, like, on a crazy level. But I love, again, taking a traditional eyeshadow blending brush.
Yeah.
Taking a teeny bit of, let's just say, like, Laura Mercier's brightening powder. Mm-hmm. That little smaller jar. Mm-hmm. And, like, a little dab and dit-dit-dit. Or even, like, Pure, if you want something talc-free, Pure has Balancing Act. Mm-hmm. You can just take a teeny bit of it. And it will hold things into place. But if your biggest problem is creasing, then maybe less is more.
Right. right.
You know? Yeah.
Don't try to fill in those lines.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. What about the whole concealer first versus foundation first? What's your theory on that?
So I do eyes first.
Okay.
And then I do foundation.
Okay.
And I do concealer last. Because okay. whatever the foundation doesn't take care of,
mm-hmm.
then I have to go in with the big guns.
Right.
And that's how I roll.
Yeah.
So that
what is your perfect concealer palette look like? Like, what are you showing up to someone's house with to do their
I have
concealer?
Okay, let me tell you the concealer right now that I'm obsessed with.
Yeah.
It's brand new.
Okay.
Tom Ford, sorry.
Okay.
Cha-ching.
Yeah.
Just came out with these sticks that feel kind of like Clé de Peau, mm-hmm. but they are more moisturizing.
Oh,
wow.
So it's like somebody was like, let's make this and make it hydrating. I'm obsessed. But I come with many different kinds of foundations and concealers.
Yeah.
We're talking, I have the whole line of those Tom Ford. I have the whole line of Clé de Peau. Mm-hmm. I have a whole line of Kevin Aucoin. I have a whole line of MAC. I have, you know, and then I have my palette of different color correctors.
Right.
So, but everything I do when it comes to concealer is going to be in a blending brush or pointillist type of mm-hmm. application mm-hmm. or even a bouncy beauty blender application. The more you bounce against your skin, the more you blend against your skin, the more natural it's going to look.
Yeah, the more mm-hmm. diffused.
Exactly.
Or even your fingertips, like you said, it's kind of like massaging it in.
Yes, warming it up with your finger.
Yeah. So how are you applying this? Is it traceless concealer? Or what's the new yes. top word one called?
I don't even know.
Okay.
Got to Google it.
Yeah, I'll Google so while you're talking.
I took, even this morning on my Instagram, I got ready on camera and I took the brush, mm-hmm. a traditional like 217 MAC eyeshadow blending brush. There's mm-hmm. a million out there. And I just blended it on.
Yeah.
Like just blend it under my eyes. And then I'll go in a little bit and kind of just push with my fingers just to make sure it's melded.
Yeah.
And that's it. What do I look like right now? Is it in my crevices?
No, you
look great. How does my butt look?
You're also wearing a Brooks Marks tracksuit top, which I'm obsessed with.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, if you know, you know. Okay. Pausing for a moment to shout out HelloFresh. So it's been a summer of cobbled together girl dinners over here. If you know, you know. But as I look ahead to fall, I'm kind of feeling the need to reset my dinner time routine. And that's why I'm happy that we're partnering with HelloFresh again. I mean, they just get it. They're serving up chef-crafted meals that don't take an eternity to make. And there's so much variety. Otherwise, I personally get stuck in this rut of eating the same things over and over again just because I'm busy and I want to get food on the table. And I love that there's so many different plans to choose from as well. There's family friendly, if that suits you. There's fit and wholesome, and you'll always find new and exciting recipes to try and love. And with HelloFresh, all you need is 15 minutes and you'll be enjoying tasty, satisfying meals made in your own kitchen. So they have this quick and easy dinner option, plus there's quick breakfast and quick lunches too. And for dinner recently, I made the falafel platter. It came with roasted potatoes and garlic hummus drizzle. Delicious. It's veggie packed and it was so satisfying. And it took less time to make than I would normally spend scrolling a takeout app. So that was a win. And it actually makes a lot of financial sense too. When life gets busy, don't call for delivery. Get HelloFresh. It's actually 25% cheaper than takeout and it's less expensive than grocery shopping too. And there's no waste. With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. So you'll skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. So we have a special offer just for Breaking Beauty listeners. Go to HelloFresh.com/50BreakingBeauty and use code 50BreakingBeauty for 50% off plus free shipping. Once again, you'll go to HelloFresh.com/50BreakingBeauty and use code 50BreakingBeauty for 50% off plus free shipping. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. Now, back to the show.
I was going to ask you about that seamless finish because that has happened to me before where I put on makeup and I think that it looks fine, but then I'll go on TikTok or something and then I can see that it's not blended.
Right.
So what have I done wrong?
So are you changing rooms? Like, are you getting ready in the bathroom and then going out into your like studio?
Yeah, under like a ring light. And then I record and then I can see that it wasn't actually blended right.
Yeah. And that's usually because your lighting is probably darker or dimmer in the bathroom. And that's like for everyone out there, like figure out lighting in your bathroom.
Yeah.
I mean, daylight is the best place to do your makeup. So if you have like a window and you could put a mirror there and like do your whole thing. But obviously we're not all making our houses from bottom up. But that's usually the biggest problem is doing your makeup in a different room and then walking into another room. It happens even when I do people like we will get them ready in their kitchen and we have lights and everything, but it's still like there's something about daylight that just doesn't lie. And then we always go outside because the red carpets are outside and we look and I'll be like, oh my God, like I need to blend this better because it just looks different.
Yeah.
So
you know what else it is? I wear contact lenses.
And you don't.
And I can't see very well close up. This is like women in their 40s.
I wear contacts too.
But my nearsightedness is going.
I know.
But I can't put on makeup
with
on
glasses
my eyes
on.
With glasses on.
I know. I feel
it's
you.
It's like I need the laser surgery. So what happens is I put the makeup on and then later I'm wearing my glasses and I'm looking up close and I'm looking at my TikTok and I'm like, what the f-? I'm like, I had boogers that day. I had that. That was not blended in. Like, I can't see shit.
Now, do you have one of those, like, really the close-up mirrors?
I should probably get that out.
She probably gave it away. We get one of those a week.
I should probably get in on that.
I have contacts, too, and I can't see anything far or near anymore.
Yeah, same. I just feel like I need the laser surgery.
I do, too. But
Who wants to sponsor this episode?
We'll both come and we will talk about our journey of seeing far and near.
Let's go together. We can
hold hands while we do it.
I want to recover in a hotel room and not have my kids come and be like, what is wrong with you? And we'll be like, French fries, please.
Yes, we'll have a bell.
Yeah, and Diet Cokes.
I love it. With lots of ice.
Perfect.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I wanted to ask you, because I'm someone who has a lot of acne scars, lasai, and it's like, I feel like a lot of the concealer tips and tricks out there are for concealing under your eyes, not necessarily concealing a blemish that I've picked to death. And then I've dried it out. It's hell, right?
It's
so hard to cover. You can cover the color, but not the texture.
The texture.
So let's talk about the types or also the types of concealer you would choose. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, people might be out there trying to put Touche Eclat on a zit and like, it's not going to work.
That's right.
So let's talk about it.
Yeah. So zits are tricky. Mm-hmm. If you've picked one and it's dry or oozing even, if you've ever tried to conceal an oozing zit and then the like little tip shines through, it's like, hello!
Yes!
Don't forget about me. Yes.
And everybody knows and you're like taking a piece of like tissue to like try to like you cut yourself shaving on your face.
Exactly.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Or you picked it and it's like a scab and then you keep putting it on and it's like, it's not going to cover up that purpley scab.
Yeah. It's just accentuating the scab and texture. So it's a bummer. It's like a huge bummer. We've tried everything. I mean, we've even done like taking those zit stickers and like cutting them smaller and then placing it on and then putting makeup on top. We've done that before.
That sounds like it would have promise, but
it does have promise. And it was fine because it was a talk show where we were able to control the settings. But like a real life, it might be a little bit more difficult because, you know,
talking and then it falls off and you're on the red carpet at the white carpet on the Oscars and you're like, that was embarrassing.
Exactly.
But anyway, continue. The steps uncovering is
okay. So that's one. Number two is taking some sort of, if you like sit down with somebody and you're like, oh my God, we have 2 hours to try to make this work. It's all about like trying to moisturize that area. So taking something like some sort of healing balm, something super thick.
Yeah.
And just like massaging it into the area so that the texture softens. And then you kind of
less crusty.
Exactly. You like just like you feed it again.
Like an embryo lease or magic cream. What's
I would say
your vibe?
We're going really heavy. Like we're talking like an Aquaphor or like a Chuda or anything that is like thick.
Really? Okay.
Like you should be able to turn it over and nothing is going to come out.
Okay.
It's like a Vaseline texture.
Like an 8-hour cream?
8-hour cream is great. I wish they would make that cream without a smell.
I know.
But it is the best.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
I thought they did come out with one with no smell.
Mm-hmm.
Check their website because they recently launched a mist, an 8-hour mist.
Yes, they do have an 8-hour mist.
I tried. I thought it was okay. But while I was on their website, I thought they had one with no scent. And
I have to check that out because I use that on I run. And so I get bra chafe.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tried everything. I use the Mega Babe. It makes it better. But like at the end of the day, like there's nothing you can do if you're going to jog with like 500 pound, you know, balls.
The girls juggling around.
I put it on and it's gone overnight. So so some sort of thick ointment.
Right. Okay.
Everyone's favorite word.
Yeah.
So ointment it up. If it's still like a little infected, you could even take like a, what's it called? Bacitracin or.
I know what you're saying.
Why am I saying Neutrogena?
I know what you mean. the
when your kid put, when somebody cuts
like
themselves
polysporin?
Yes.
Yeah, or neosporin.
Yes.
Any sort of sporin. Okay. Exactly.
Acting it out.
Yes. Yeah. It'd be good at charades. Yeah, put that on it. Just something, and then you let it sit and marinate for the entire process of makeup and then hit that last.
Okay.
And again, I will say that there's some people that I've worked with that either their skin, because of texture, there's certain areas on the face that won't hold foundation. A primer is always good.
Okay.
Primer is like key to a lot of problems. And it's just a great solution that if you haven't tried it, like always try a primer. But this company Pure, they have a 4-in-1 mineral foundation.
Yeah.
And I love them because that mineral foundation, it's talc free. It also stays on skin. So that texture, you can actually get in there a little bit with it and it'll cover the color. Sometimes that's all you need. But unfortunately, texture rules.
Yeah. So don't pick it. Don't dry it
just
out.
Just don't pick it.
I know it's possibly avoid it.
I mean, people are like, don't pick it. And it's like, it's a whitehead. It's
f-ing
gross. Like, I have to pick it. And everyone's like, I wish they would just make some sort of, they don't want to enable us or condone it.
Yeah.
But like.
Like a lancer
tool
or something.
Some sort of lancer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just like somebody come out there. With it. We're all going to buy it. We all pick anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just get in there.
Get in there. I got these long nails on thinking it would help
me. I love your nails.
Thank you. I'm Gen Z. Yeah. What am I going to do? Everyone's like, you're losing your mind. I'm like, I want to play.
Exactly. But
fair
what
enough.
About the color? Because underneath the eyes, we talked about that. What's the trick to getting it to be the most invisible color? Is it meant to match your foundation exactly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. You want to match. Everything should match.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I do find it's hard, though, to match your concealer and your foundation, because even if it's from the same brand, it often does not match perfectly.
Right.
Yeah. So is there any tips or tricks around that? Because I'm always worried that I'm going to end up creating a little halo effect around the zit.
Right.
And it's like, oh, there, it's even like, I've done all this work to cover it up, but it's like even more noticeable.
Yes.
So annoying.
So I would say play with different, like find what you think is the closest and then one that's like a little bit darker.
Yeah. Okay.
And always pressing into the area is great. Pointillist, if you know, getting it in, like dotting it in very slowly, like start with the least amount and you can keep adding. But a lot of people will go in and just like put it on there and then blend it out.
Yeah.
It's too much. So go light. And then also, if it is too light, you can go over it with a setting powder. You have to set those zits because they'll slide off. A lot of them are shiny and slick.
Yeah.
They're just, God.
They just really want to show themselves off.
Yeah, they really. Yeah.
And what's your favorite setting powder for that situation?
Probably like that Pure
Minerals.
Yeah.
And that's in a compact, right? It's a pressed powder.
Yeah. It's a 4-in-1. Yeah. And it's just like, it has everything in it. And I just feel like they have so many colors. And that brand's been around 20 years.
Yes.
I found them on that Flip app.
Oh, yeah.
And I got it and I was like, what is this? And I like used it because I try everything like you guys.
Yeah.
And I tried it and I was like blown away. And then I called them to action. I was like, I should be your spokesperson because I love you guys.
Yeah.
So I did like some work with them.
Oh,
I mean,
great.
They don't pay me right now.
Yeah.
But I just like, it was such a product that I was like, what is this? They're like, it's been around 20 years. I was like, no, it hasn't.
I remember
And that's because the branding is dead ugly. It's you know, sometimes we've done those episodes like the ugliest, best performing beauty products. That's what it is.
I love
it's
that.
It's just like the logo sucks. The
I think
packaging
they're redoing
sucks.
Their packaging.
But
it was just like,
I'm just right now having a total flashback to CoverFX.
Yes.
Because they're such a great brand for coverage too. And it was all about sensitive skin and stuff. But I don't know where they went to. Anyway.
I loved CoverFX. The guys who created MAC.
Yes, formulated it.
They sold it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like crickets.
Yeah.
And they got rid of their foundation. They had so many great primers.
Yes.
Like mattifying, SPF, blue light, hydrating, gripping. Like they were the first grippers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now NYX is the gripper.
Yeah.
But
And Elf.
And Elf. I mean Elf.
Yes.
Elf's the gripper.
Yeah.
I just bought it to try. I went to Target the other day and did like an Elf haul.
It's very much like the Milk makeup one.
I just don't understand.
It's so similar.
They've got some magic people
I did a
working
face, side face, but I'm not a makeup artist. But to me, it seemed the same.
It probably is. Don't we all know that?
Right.
By now.
Exactly. People who have a lot of redness, like myself, in the T-zone, would you use concealer for that or no? Or are there any other uses for concealer that you, aside from zits and under eye?
Yeah, I would do that. I would use it anywhere that you want to conceal. I know a lot of people like to put it on their eye, like as an eye base.
Mm-hmm.
If it's oily, that's not a great idea. But mm-hmm. if you are somebody that doesn't crease in the eye area, or, you know, you just want to have like a clean palette, it looks really pretty.
Yeah.
And then, of course, just like zits on the chest, back knee.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe we're going in a direction. Gucci's telling us that we can just flaunt our zits and make them normal, you know, normal everyday. Everyone has them.
Putting makeup artists out of jobs.
Yes.
I still think there's a market for people wanting to conceal their zits.
Yeah. I think you're right.
For
I think
sure.
you're right.
It's true. Let's talk about some of your favorites. I wanted to start with primer because you mentioned primer. What's your favorite go-to?
I love Laura Mercier's hydrating primer. It's all, it just works so well if you need hydration. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't fail. I keep, you know, I want to quit you, but I can't. It's okay. So good. Mattifying. Oh, you know who has a really good one? Thrive has this like luminizing one that just gives your, if you feel like your skin is like, just gray and you need it has just like a luminosity to it.
Okay.
That is really beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about my kit right now. What do I have in there? Oh, Lancome has a really pretty, if you like more of that traditional silicone slip, they have a really pretty version that I just used for the first time with their reformulated foundations.
I just called that in.
Beautiful.
I'm excited to try it.
Gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I'm so into them. I think they have done such a beautiful job. And Lancome's like one of those brands that I like got into makeup and that was one of the it girls.
Totally.
And then they kind of like fell off. And I feel like they've really come back. They have great eyeliners. I don't know if you ordered their eyeliners.
No.
The liquid Idol. Idole.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
Idole.
Yeah.
I pronounce everything wrong. So.
No, I love that. And I feel like even their spokespeople, they're back at, like they have Zendaya, they have Emma Chamberlain.
Yeah, they're like getting it.
Crushing it.
Yeah, exactly.
If I were a celebrity today, I would rather be a Lancome spokesperson than have my own brand, frankly.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to pay you so much money and you don't even
like
have to do anything.
No, right?
Yeah. But a lot of those people don't do anything anyway.
Yeah, true.
They're like, I like it.
Yeah.
Touché.
Pack it up.
Touché. Yeah. And then what about some of these iconic concealers? Are they a hit or a miss? The NARS Creamy Concealer, the Tarte Shape Tape.
You know, it's like kids in a candy store. So like NARS Radiant Creamy Concealer used to be my everything. Mm-hmm. And then I found something else and I started using that. Like you want to keep playing with new textures and stuff. But I love that concealer. I still, to this day, will stand tall and say it rocks.
Okay. Yeah.
Tarte is great. It's a little heavy.
The Shape Tape?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think for the people that like that heavier coverage, it's great.
Yeah, I like it. I'll use that to cover my redness and stuff because it's got that big.
You can use that concealer as a foundation.
That's it. It's so big. It's like.
Exactly.
And that's the only way I can wear like a skin tint or anything like that.
There you go.
Then I'll combo the, or like the Chanel non-foundation.
Le Tint.
Yeah. Le Beige. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know who just came out with a concealer that I thought was really good?
Who?
Make.
Oh, yes. Oh, I've tried this brand, but I've not tried any of the complexion products.
The concealer?
Mm-hmm.
Chef's kiss. I will say that the actual component that it comes in weighs like 50 pounds, but it's beautiful. It's more like, it's more opulent. Like it looks like a Gucci West, like a Westman Atelier. Mm-hmm. Like just the actual packaging is so beautiful and heavy. So it's like something that you would put in your boudoir and put it on your, you know, by your sink. But carrying it, because I was like, I love this, but I don't want to carry 12 of these in my kit. It just weighs so much weight, but it's beautiful. It's a beautiful clay to pose, beautiful Bobbi Brown, old school Bobbi Brown, like the dual pans, like love. Those are drier. Those are great for zits.
Yeah.
The Kevin Aucoin, like it's a foundation, but it's literally like the Bomb Shelter foundation because you could use like a toothpick version of it and like it'll last you the rest of your life. So that's good if you have like tricky. Now, I will tell you that I worked on a show once where the girl that I was working with had very texturized skin from acne, like really, really texturized. And she had a lot of acne too. And we tried everything. This was like, we tried everything. It was like HD had just come out and it was like, what do we do? And I got to tell you, like I had to move to temp two. Like I had to move to a new delivery system. Yeah. And when I tell you, because if you think about airbrushing, it's a pointillist way of applying makeup. So it worked beautifully. So if you're really like, I can't figure it out.
Yeah.
And now they make it so easy. Like you just charge it and use it and get a couple colors. They make it so you don't even have to pour it in. You just like.
Really?
Temptu makes it so you can just like get your color and stick it in the gun and you're good to go. And it's not that expensive anymore.
I wanted to ask you about, because you work with a lot of different skin tones, obviously. What's your favorite range that covers the gamut from, you know, the very lightest to the darkest skin tones?
Il Maquillage slays to me.
Like, really?
I have a friend that I do her makeup sometimes and she's very dark. Mm-hmm. And she and I always scream at how well it matches her skin tone. She's got a lot of red undertones and she has texturized skin. And she and I literally are like, I can't even. Like, we don't have to mix anything. Yeah. It's like beautiful. Yeah. And I think that their range is really incredible. I kind of slept on that brand a little bit, but they don't let you sleep because they literally shove ads down your throat.
I know,
now I got Donna Martin and I got Melissa Joan Hart and everyone's popping up on my. So actually yesterday and today I was like, I'm getting it. I got it. And I did. And I'm wearing it right now. I like it. It's good.
The foundation?
It's good, you guys.
I've been sold that ad so many times.
Yeah. Me too.
You know what's brilliant about what they're doing? I just went on their website and you can shop by talent or you can shop by product.
Yep.
So you click on the girl's face that has been in your Instagram ad.
Yep.
Wow.
Right? Freaking genius.
Genius.
Yeah. They have a new way to shop for beauty online. I'm like, yeah, that's perfect.
That's a brand that has so much money because I know all that funnel marketing costs so much money.
Yes.
So like, and it works.
Yes.
Like I bought it because it got me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want to try this.
So what do you love about it, that foundation?
I feel like it's, you can go heavy with it. You can sheer it down a lot. Like,
Skin looks fantastic.
Does it look cakey?
No.
And I put on like a little Clarins double serum right before I put it on. So it was like it kind of like took it down a little to be more natural, but you can really amp it up, amp it down. And I think it just has a beautiful color range right now. And I feel like so many different types of color. Not to plug Pure again, because again, they're not paying me, but they have, it's called Love Your Selfie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a heavier coverage. If you like a heavy coverage that doesn't look heavy, I'm so impressed with it. It has 100 shades. So that's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. And
that's a lot.
Who else?
That's twice more than Fenty.
Yeah, exactly. Up your game.
See,
I mean, Fenty's
they just need
great
to like get a good branding agency, you know?
I know. It's kind of crazy. Like, I know just because I create products, how like 100 shades of something, it makes me want to like cry.
Yeah.
Well, tomorrow we're coming out with an episode where Jill's talking about this new foundation that has infinite shades.
Whoa.
It's like a new twist on prescriptives, basically, from Suzanne Langmuir, who did Bite Beauty.
Wow.
She has a new initiative called Lixer Beauty, and it's all, the foundations are all custom, like, whatever your shade is, you fill out the quiz, click some pictures and stuff, and they can, like, custom blend
it
for you.
I do think that I loved prescriptives.
Yes.
It was before its time, I think.
Way before its time.
Yeah.
But by the way, it was amazing. I used to work near the prescriptives counter and I'd always go over and like play with them and they give it to me. I'm like, this is amazing. It was good. It was a good formula. Good for her.
Yeah. I didn't put together until a few days ago that the founder of prescriptives was one of the Shantikai people.
Yes.
Oh.
The mother.
Yeah. We need to talk to those women.
Yes. God. It's true.
There's two women we
can there you go.
Speak
put
to.
It on. See?
Mother, daughter.
I knew I came here for
look
a
at
reason.
Us brainstorming women power. What about drugstore concealers? Any of them that
it's just so
are
hard.
Hit with
yeah,
you?
Yeah. And it's so hard to get your right shade at the drugstore.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
I mean, some people try to. You can see now they're starting to lock everything up because people just go through and open and. I Maybelline, the one with the sponge tip, that one really is.
Age Rewind.
There's an Age Rewind. Yes. They have a ton of colors to choose from. It's really nice. I love the applicator.
Yeah.
That one's good.
Yeah, that one's.
I mean, now drugstore is such a loosey-goosey term because you can
Amazon,
find so many brands on.
Yeah, just budget.
Yeah.
That's good.
But
yeah.
even like Honest Beauty is now in drugstores.
That's true.
And that is a nice concealer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's a good concealer. I don't know what the price is. I'm guessing probably like a $15.
Right.
$17.99. I don't know.
Right.
Now, you mentioned this earlier, and this happens to me. I get concealers that I love, so I hold on to them. And I know that some of them have to go. I'm trying not to look at Jill while I say this. When do you get rid of concealer? Because you don't use a lot, right? And
you
this is probably happens to people where they don't realize that the concealer in their makeup bag could be
years old. Think about it. Like, concealer is the type of thing that you keep double dipping. Like, I don't care what. You double dip all day, every day. If you're touching up with it, you're double dipping with makeup on it and the day on it. That's like...
gross.
I mean,
and
if
it's a zit, it's bacteria.
It just, it's like a never ending. There's a couple brands that make, and I don't know if they still make them, but salicylic. I was going to say this before, salicylic concealers so that you can put them on your zit so they work while they're on the zit.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't make the zit worse.
I feel like Maybelline has that.
I was going to say, I thought Elle May had it one time.
Yeah, there's a couple salicylic concealers. I'm like totally blanking. I've used so many different kinds because if it's like, if it's also not picked and it's forming, that's when you want to use that.
Yes.
Yeah. Because you don't want to make it worse because it's going to get worse. Have you ever picked and then you put on stuff and then by the end of the day, it's like full again with like makeup?
It's disgusting.
So
it's disgusting.
It's not right. You got to know it's not right.
Yeah. It's not right. Yeah. But I would say, and this is controversial because concealers are expensive. Like I would say if you have a squeezy concealer, I would maybe like get a second little, go to like a makeup store, order online some sort of other way, like kind of dish it out so that you can, you know, have a mothership that you can go back to and refill with it.
Yeah,
that way you don't have to get rid of it so easily. But if you're using like a doe foot applicator or if it's in some sort of balm, you can scrape off the balm. The other thing you could do if you're really psycho, you could spray it with alcohol. That's like what I do with my, I mean, I take it off and put it on a palette, but I will still spray everything with alcohol because my biggest like, I would never want to give anybody some sort of dermatitis or anything. But
that makes sense.
I mean, it's kind of like, 3 months, 4 months. Like nobody wants to hear that. I'm just smacking the truth here.
Okay.
Truth bombs. My biggest hack is go into Sephora and get the minis. So like my favorite concealer is the Hourglass Vanish Airbrush Concealer underneath the eyes. And they sell a mini one. It's $18, half the size. And then
that's genius.
Then you're just, you're replacing more often.
By the way, I wish they would sell everything in mini.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, there's... Sephora actually has been
a lot
doing
of minis.
Really well. Like when they started coming out with mini mascaras, I was like, that's actually genius because people also like to try before they buy. So it's a nice way of like not spending the full shabop.
Yeah.
And what I love too is
go ahead. Sorry.
By the way, I love that concealer as well.
Yes.
It's a great concealer.
Yeah.
I love the idea of like, I will have full size in my makeup area at home. Yeah. And then in my purse, I'll carry like the little versions. Yeah. It's great.
Exactly.
I'm dying right now because I'm at Sephora as we're talking. And the Armani Luminous Silk, the mini of the foundation I love, guess how much it is? The mini.
56.
Wait, $34.
$45.
Oh. Holy shit.
Well, it compares nothing to the minis of the Dr. Barbara Sturm products. Have you seen those?
No.
On her website?
No.
Some of them are $110. I shit you not, they're 10 mils.
I'm sorry, but like...
they're like what you used to get G with P.
Yeah, a G with P.
And they're like $110.
No.
Mm-hmm. It's called like the candy store or something.
I don't get it because there's like nothing to me that's worth that.
No.
Like, I'm just going to be real. Like,
100%.
Well, you have to have no budget.
But yeah, and people like that. Like when you have no budget, they like to get that stuff. But there's not many products that I would like kill for. There's some. There's some that make a big difference. And I'd love to be proved wrong. I'd love someone to say, try it.
Right.
You know, but nothing that like, wow.
Yeah.
Let's be real here.
Yep. And our final question for you.
Get the fuck out of here.
No,
we have talked about concealer at nauseam. If we didn't answer your question, the problem is you. So a little birdie told us that you're about to launch a new product.
Yes.
What can you tell us?
I guess I'll tell you guys. It's coming. I have four products coming out this year.
Ooh.
One is going to, well, actually three will knock your socks off. We're repackaging the Blylighter. Yeah. One of them sucks so bad. You're going to hate it. And that's really it. That's all I can tell you.
And we just have to guess.
And you
which
have to
one.
Guess. Yeah.
You guys can decide. It's a little roulette for you. Well, it's the one that's coming out next. That's why I was leaving to the side to talk about it. But it's not color or skin. Okay. It's like a little like masky type of situation.
Okay. Oh, interesting.
That comes in a really cute carrying case.
Okay.
I'm intrigued.
And it's reusable.
Okay.
So I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
And I'll send them to you the minute they are done.
Available.
I mean, this is like they should have been done. Okay. And they're not, you guys. But if anybody wants to know, maybe you have me on the show about making a line. It's really hard.
Yeah.
Really fun. And I love every minute of it.
Yeah. Well, you're not to be missed on TikTok. Everybody needs to follow you. Tell everybody where they can find you.
You can find me on TikTok and Instagram and LinkedIn. No, I'm just kidding. At Jamie Makeup, J-A-M-I-E Makeup. Yeah. And DM me. And we can have a conversation. I'm here to help. I am everyone's personal makeup artist. And I love doing makeup. I love the exchange of making people happy with makeup. And it's a really awesome job that I'm so grateful I have. So Thanks for having me.
Thanks for sharing all your wisdom, all your tips. And we'll be following you online as well as...
And probably bringing you back to talk about, you know, eyebrows for another hour, another time.
Thanks, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Jamie. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.